Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, April 5th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he has, quote, no doubt that Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is being wrongfully detained by Russia. The process to reach an official determination on his detention is still pending. The official designation would launch a major government effort to win the reporter's release. Gershkovich was detained by Russian security forces 1 week ago while on a reporting trip. He was accused of espionage, which the WSJ and the U.S. government vehemently deny. Growth in global trade is expected to slow this year. That's according to the World Trade Organization. It cites the war in Ukraine and global inflation as the main reasons for the slowdown. The volume of world merchandise trade is expected to expand 1.7% this year, a percent less than last year. And WTO economists forecast global economic growth will slow to 2.4% this year from 3% in 2022 and nearly 6% in 2021. While food and energy prices have declined from their sharply elevated levels following Russia's invasion of Ukraine early last year, they remain higher than before the war, cutting into people's income and demand for imported goods. And militants in Gaza fired rockets, and Israel responded with airstrikes early today following violent clashes at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site, raising fears of a wider conflict. Israeli authorities say most of the 16 rockets fired from the Palestinian territory fell in open areas or were shot down by Israeli air defense. The cross-border fire came on the eve of the Jewish festival of Passover and in the midst of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The past 2 years have seen serious violence between Israelis and Palestinians during this time, including an 11-day battle in 2021. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.